on Fox Sports New Jersey. From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the Tottenham Coffee Show, all things sports. Starring our sponsor, Mr. U Coffee. And myself, star of my own mind, Jim Totten. Nice. Okay, mock me. Thanks. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show for the new year here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports, the players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk. Talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And we do have audience participation. We have a studio hotline, 732-545-9282. So if you guys want to jump in, we've got a great special guest coming up, too. So we're going to have a great first show. And with that, U Coffee. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jim. Happy New Year.
How and we doing?
Happy New Year, America. A lot of happenings in sports the last couple of weeks we missed. But we'll try to get into as much as we can in the next hour.
Okay, great. I know. The holidays came and went, right? We're here now, and all of a sudden, all the exciting things, especially in football, are happening.
Absolutely, getting down to the end here.
Oh, my God. There's so much to talk about, man, with the... here we are on the last day of the NFL regular season, right?
Yep.
We'll get into it later after our guest, or with our guest, but also the college football playoffs. It's worked, but it's not worked.
Right.
And obviously, you know, something we'll talk about more at the end of the show, but the tragedy down in New Orleans, too.
Yeah.
That was an absolute abysmal situation as well. So our condolences to everybody down there. But it's been a crazy 2 weeks since we saw each other there, Mr. Coffee.
Absolutely, very crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And now there's a lot of games that count, but not really today. But there's a couple of games.
A handful,
Right, and it all comes down to the night game.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Lions and Vikings.
Right. So that's great. But listen, we're going to start it off, though. We are thrilled, but working to get this guy on the air for the year plus that we've been on. But he's one of my favorite sports writers and columnists for the longest time, showing both our ages, Phil. But but he's a columnist and writer for the New York Post for forever and ever. But true admirer. He covers mass media, television, radio, cable, all the stuff that we want to complain about once he comes on the air.
Exactly.
But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're thrilled to have Mr. Phil Mushnick.
All right, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
I was unaware that you did this in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
By the way, just a quick word.
Yes.
If I blot out for about 30 seconds, I have a rotten cold.
Oh, boy.
I'm coughing my head off. So,
okay.
You wanted me. You got me in any condition.
There you go. We'll take it, Mr. Mushnick. We'll take
it. Yeah, exactly.
That's great. I'm fighting a cough, too. So if you hear me hit the cough button every 30 seconds, understand as well.
You might need a lot of tissues. Okay.
And here we are in New York and New Jersey. Phil, it's January. We've got snow coming, you know, all this stuff. Oy. But anyway, what a thrill.
Are you blaming me?
Yeah. Well, they blame you for everything else, Phil. You know.
I understand. I'm good with it.
You know, it's funny. I got to tell you this. I got a couple of years on my co-host, Mr. Coffee, over there. Not too many.
Not too many.
But I told you this the other day, Phil. You know, I go back to the days with it was you, Raceman, Isaacs, and then of course Rudy Martsky came in and the National, and that was it for television media reporters.
Yeah, well, the first one was at the Globe with a guy named Jack Craig.
Oh, yes, right.
The Boston Globe. And, yeah, and then it kind of caught on. Well, it was inevitable. TV by then had become the tail that wags the dog.
Right.
And it certainly hasn't been diminished any. In fact, it's grown and grown and grown, so... You know, our lives as sports fans are really in the hands of TV contracts and the leagues. We have no say as customers and fans. It's all corporate stuff now.
Oh, it's unbelievable how it's changed. In you know, well, you're four, I guess, about 40 years doing it, right?
This column began in 82.
Yeah.
But I've been at the Post, yay, 52 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, well, you're right about it. Now, I've got our program director here today. He's on the beat button over there, Jack Myatt. Jack's a radio veteran. And of course, we're not going to talk about it, but the thing I texted you earlier, too, you talk about these corporate contracts and your favorite, Roger Goodell in the NFL. But We can't say coming up for that big game in February. We can't use the other term or we'll get fined. And you know how that goes. It's unbelievable. You can't say it. Oh, no. No, you can't even do it. You can't even do it. Okay?
We're going to close down this car.
There you go. There you go. I have copyright issues going on here. Okay? But that is part of the issues of all these things. Now, there you go. Now, you started out, we had Hank Gola on here, your pal from a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling us a couple of war stories about you guys covering the Cosmos back in the day.
Yeah.
What was his story about Phil and Hank?
Phil was making all these saves against Canella, and
I made one save.
He made it sound like you were, you know, facing 40 shots.
Giorgio Chinaglia,
right? Chinaglia,
world international
all-timer,
center forward, and absolute muscle man. As it related to the politics of the team.
Right.
He kind of ran the team.
Right.
But he died about very suddenly.
Really?
About 4 years ago. So miss him. He was a character.
Yeah, he even opened up. Remember, they were so hot, the Cosmos, right, back in the late 70s? It was incredible.
Well, as hot as every selling out every seat in Giant Stadium,
right.
Yeah, in fact, I was looking the other day at when Son of Sam was caught in the front of the Post, they had what they called I forget the term, excuse me, in the newspaper business. They had to go back to the presses and run off, maybe 500,000 more copies.
Yeah.
Because the front of the Post had caught Son of Sam, and it was an afternoon paper.
Yeah.
So we were the first with that story. Well, the back of that, and it was a record-breaking number of on the circulation. It was a record breaker, and the front was my column, or was my story, on a Cosmos game in which they drew 70,000 to 70,000
right.
people. And so the best-selling Post
edition. Yeah.
I had nothing to do with David Berkowitz. It was all about me.
Oh, that's great. I like that, Phil. I like that. Yeah. You better. You also covered the. Now, did you cover the New Jersey Nets or the New York Nets? Were they in Long Island then?
New, The New Jersey Nets and smile when you say that.
That's right. That's right.
The ones in Piscataway.
Oh, okay. Which is right where we're at. We're over here in Somerset, our studios.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I live in Manalapan.
Oh, you're Manalapan. Yeah. All right. We should have come pick you up. We'll bring you to the studio next time.
Enough people know where I live.
we don't want to give that address out. Jeez. You know.
Please.
But, yes, you have created some controversy over the years, Phil. Some of the people love you, and, you know.
I get it. And there's the ones who hate me. Okay. But I'm proudest of the those who used to hate me as they hopefully mature and have children, especially children, who now love me.
Right. Well.
So, I understand what I'm doing. I'm writing for a readership. I'm not writing for anyone's approval or disapproval. I'm just, for better or worse, I'm paid for my opinion, and I think everyone's entitled to it.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Everyone's entitled to your opinion.
Exactly.
No, but that's what the columnist.
It's true. It's absolutely.
That's what you're supposed to do. Provide, I think, their version of the truth.
Right.
And make it honest and make it credible. And hopefully you make it thoughtful and thought-provoking.
Well, that's obviously what it's all about. Do you look at the Post still as one of those papers that lets you do what you do and write what you want to write?
From day one.
Okay.
From day one. Everybody put the left leaning media, of which I was once a member, put the knock on Murdoch for this and that is right wing crazy. But first of all, I've worked under six ownerships.
Wow.
And not one of them has told me, even in tacit terms, has told me what to write about, who to write about, how to write it. I've been provided through these, especially Murdoch, total independence. And now all you have to do is pick up I ripped the heck out of Fox Sports.
Yep.
And that's owned by Murdoch.
Right.
And I'll tell you, my friends, most of them are gone from the Times, but my friends who worked at the Times were very envious of that. Because they were always under someone's political thumb.
Okay.
To write it a certain way. Don't use that word. It might be, it might offend, 0.5% of the readership.
Right. Not PC. Not PC, right.
Right. Correct. Yeah correct.
Right.
But
right.
Let me say something. There are some, I'm not so, thick-headed that I don't understand that some politically correct things are politically correct because they're politically correct. And I would adhere to them. I'm not going to call especially a guy who's surrounded by estrogen. I have two sisters. I have a twin sister and an older sister. I have two daughters. I have two granddaughters.
Wow, great.
I'm not gonna call a woman a girl.
Right.
That's politically correct, okay. But the thing about transgender women, men competing as women.
I know, that's a topic right there we could go on about.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Why is it that transgender women who turn into men never compete as men?
Right.
Is it because there's no advantage?
Right, exactly.
It's a disadvantage. So you can't tell me that
that's
this
perfect.
Is about...
Yeah. Perfect.
That's 100%. He's 100% right. He's
100%
right. Equality. This is about exploiting your gender of the week.
It's like that that boxer in the Olympics, that one that was going. Remember that whole thing?
Oh, my
God. It was unbelievable. I mean, the guy, I don't want to go.
Exactly. it was savage.
It was savage, right? The pounding the other girl. She dropped out in 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Says, I can't handle this. Right.
No. So, Phil, with this Optimum and MSG, we've been talking about this for a while because I have Comcast, and I've been went out for like 4 years now. So no Knicks, Rangers games. Now Optimum's going through it. And Optimum used to be owned by James Dolan. And now they don't have a contract. What's your thoughts on all that?
We love this, Phil. We love this. Dolan goes full circle on this.
Well, this is almost like watching Major League Baseball kill itself by its own devices. Cable TV is on such a slide right now that you would think that they would provide optimum agreements to get along, or at least put a good public face on it instead
right.
of scraping each other. But all of this stuff, all of it, I mean, I hate to sound so arrogant, but I'm tired of covering this. I've been covering
these
since the 1980s.
That's amazing.
Nothing changes. There's something called the National Association of Television. I mean, the cable lobby. And the cable lobby essentially uses consumer money to lobby against the best interests of the consumers.
Right.
And
it's
outrageous.
Yeah.
And the politicians who stand up against it, I think of Al Gore when he was a senator from Tennessee, who call it the cable Cosa Nostra. Then you run for vice president and you don't hear a word from
it. Exactly.
Because the lobby is so strong and the donations so generous that they shut your mouth. They just, and this is on both sides of the aisle. Gore was a Democrat and Al D'Amato was a Republican, but they both lined up in favor of Chuck Dolan and then James Dolan.
Well, you know what it is? It's funny because we do this thing at the end of the show, you and I, what's your beef? And we've been we brought that up several times because we both happen to have Xfinity / Comcast.
I do that at the beginning of my show.
Well, I guess we stole it from you, actually. Yeah, that's right. Because you got 39 years on us. No, I'm kidding.
The end is what's not my beef.
but we're big Ranger fans, okay? And obviously all of a sudden we have, you know, with the Comcast Xfinity, we've had no Ranger games, no Nick games. That also covers the Devils and the Islanders too on with the MSG battle, right? You know, so and all of a sudden, and you've kept up with it, Phil. But all of a sudden it just kind of got lost under the shuffle, right? Nobody even talks about it. Well, how can I watch it? Especially the Rangers last year. They go to almost the semifinals or whatever.
Two games away.
And you can't even see the games, you know. And now all of a sudden. Go ahead.
I mean, you guys might remember, and surely you do, when the Yankees were off TV
for almost
two seasons.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Because of this kind of nonsense.
Incredible.
But you, the one thing that all these sports and all these networks are so accomplished at doing is trying to instruct, encourage, condition its viewers and customers to live without them.
Yeah.
What kind of business model is that? What kind of you don't teach your best customers to go elsewhere or to close it down.
Right.
You just don't do it. Unless you're so arrogant and you take people for such granted that you're blind to it. You're blind to it.
It's absolutely. And it's just so funny. And you're the one that wrote that about Optimum. It just in one of your columns last week about the whole ironic part is the fact, like you said, that the Dolan Zone, that was Cablevision, Long Island, right?
Right.
And
they
turned it around. And now they're pulling Optimum off this.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
A million years ago, Cablevision out on Long Island had a competitor.
Yeah.
So the Dolans turned around and made their product so inexpensive that they gave no option to people. They all went to Cablevision. But as soon as they drove the other company out of business, they doubled their prices.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
Unbelievable. You know.
I remember one of the first things the Dolan regime did when it bought the Garden was put in was remove water fountains and put in pay water.
Do you love
and
it?
And then,
is that unbelievable?
Then the government, the municipality stepped in and said, "No, you've got people who need to take pills."
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Phil, what are your thoughts on the Manning cast for the Monday Night Football games?
The Manning brothers,
Manning cast, Peyton and Eli?
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It can be attractive. But
I'm not a fan.
I am.
I'm just not there for a bunch of wisecracks for the thing.
I want to watch the game.
More and more, I'm DVRing it and getting running through it because it's, first of all, there's so many damn games on every week.
I know.
And
so
I'm
many
losing. Fellas, I'm losing it by Sunday. Does NBC think on Sunday night I've already watched three, sometimes four games between one and
five? I know.
They think I'm going to spend another 3 hours up until midnight?
I
don't care who's playing.
You see why I told you I like it, Phil? Because I'm the same way. I can, maybe because I'm older. The 8 o'clock game is always the most attractive game. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah,
I can't watch it anymore.
I don't watch as a journalist. I don't watch as a chronicler. I watch as a sports fan.
Exactly. Right.
And if you're attacking those sentiments in me, those electrodes in my in my head as a sports fan, you're going to lose.
Right.
You're going to lose me.
Right.
You're going to lose me. Then I'm going to become the columnist.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, in your article today in the Post about the 1 o'clock games, they kind of put all the games now at either 4 o'clock or the night games. And like you, I mean, I love the 1 o'clock, good games at 1 o'clock. But
I grew up in the times my dad would bring us to games, be it the polo, football games, polo Giants and polo grounds, Yankee Stadium, even up to the Yale Bowl where I went. Because a college a friend of mine played for the Giants, Don Herman. It was out of the question to go to a game that would start in darkness.
Right.
It was out of the question.
Right.
It was 1 o'clock.
Right.
It was the optimum time.
Right.
Now they've taken the optimum time because of TV numbers and TV perceived value. And they've made that like a pariahville. That's a Jacksonville Jaguars, the New York Giants block.
Yeah. Well, those would be the games from Germany and Madrid.
The
9 a.m. games.
They don't need to have those games.
I know.
They skip over a lot of caps and sweatshirts.
Oh, my God.
But that's what these games are all about.
Well, when people used to go up to the Yale Bowl, Phil, for the Giant games, that was kind of a full day, wasn't it?
It was. But those were fun days.
I know.
I mean, there were excursions.
Yeah.
There were adventures. And now they want me to, if the Giants or Jets are good, they want me to leave my house on a Monday night or a Thursday night at 7 o'clock and get home on a work school night at 1 a.m.
Doesn't happen.
No.
Not for me, it wouldn't.
Do you go, actually, that's a good question. Do you go to any games anymore live, Phil?
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not easy to do it anymore.
Well,
no?
They're hard to cover TV-wise while you're there. And then you go, no. Well, mostly because I'm off those stage.
Right, there you go,
I'm still watching. I'm still I'm not writing for tomorrow, and yet as soon as I get off with you guys, I'm going to go flying around taping things and
okay,
recovering my rear end.
Well, we have got a bunch of notes here. We just want to go over different topics real quick here before we leave lose you. But
well,
also,
I don't already know the end. No.
Just no.
Undecided.
Everything no.
Absolutely not. And no.
We'll throw out commissioners. Goodell.
No.
Your favorite subject, the commissioners.
They're not commissioners. They're chief financial officers.
There you go. Right?
And,
100%.
They don't give a rat's tail about the good and welfare of the game or its most devoted customers. They are debt service managers. They're chief financial officers. They're finder's fee. benefiters. They're not commissioners.
You mean?
And they're not hired. They're not even hired to be.
You
There's
mean,
no pretense here. The last commissioner that I'm familiar with was Fay Vincent, and look what they did to him. They threw his rear end out as soon as he suspended Steinbrenner for cause for a second time.
You mean to tell me you don't, Phil? You mean to tell us that you don't like in baseball that we're now just going to send up our guy in extra innings whenever you want? You just send up the best hitter, and the guy's on second base already. You think that's come on, that's baseball, isn't it?
Well, it depends on what the wiffle ball lobby does.
Seriously,
everyone has a price.
Unbelievable, right? Your favorite whipping bird is Mr. Goodell and all his insanity with the National Football League.
I don't know him. I met him once. I have nothing personal.
No, it's not personal. Just what he does.
I'm dealing with what he does,
right.
What he says versus what he does, 180. Forgive me. What he says and what he does would constitute most of us as an inveterate pathological liar. And I can prove that.
Well, he does. Yes. Things come out of both sides of his mouth. There's no doubt about it. Whatever.
Well, you've got to read everyone. Of course, the media today doesn't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to be called names. They just don't want to work. But if one were to renew or reexamine the words he sent to the state of Delaware, proclaiming solemnly, soberly,
gambling,
his position on gambling,
right,
and how it leaves good people destitute, it leaves our league in disrepair and disregard, and really great stuff. And frankly, on the side of the angel. But then, someone said, well, what if we give you your cut? I'm in.
Yeah.
Tell us about the cut.
There you go. Okay, we love it. We're all partners now.
But why hasn't he suffered any swings and arrows of that from a media that because I know why. I mean, so many people are, so many networks are either invested in the NFL or want to be.
Why would it make it so much money?
That's why people ask me about journalism schools today. I said, those are shams. There's no journalism being okay. You graduate journalism school, where are you going? You're going to some corporation, you better play by the corporation's rules, not... journalism, if it occurs, it breaks out by accident. It's total kismet. I'm lucky. What are they going to do to me at this stage? Fire me?
I'm in a good spot.
I may already have been fired. They just can't find me.
Go ahead.
I'm very lucky to have been grandfathered by my big mouth.
Right.
And, I don't think anybody would be interested in reading me if I were a shill.
Right.
True, true. So I see that you don't want a reunion with Rex Ryan and the Jets. So who would you like to see the Jets hire?
Little of what I know of them, I really love the Titans under Vrabel.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too.
I thought they were creative. I thought they got the most out of the league.
I like him.
I thought they stayed competitive. I don't remember the teams doing anything in any cataclysmically destructive, self-destructive way. I remember, when I saw Vrabel's name the other day, I said, hmm. But
I know. And that was the back page of the Post, too.
Yeah.
It was the back page of the Post.
Why is he no longer, or is he still in the hunt?
I don't know. Is he doing some kind of assistant coaching? You know that stuff.
Who, Vrabel?
Vrabel. I don't know. Where did he disappear to? I don't know.
I think he was just off, but he already did two interviews, I think. Really.
I agree, Phil. I think he's a great choice. He was really good. Players liked him. Fans loved him.
Yeah, he's a good choice.
He did very well with the Titans, you know? Pat Fisher. What about Pat Fisher? Remember him? I liked him, too. He was pretty good, too, with the Rams and stuff, you know? Phil, jumping around, networks. What the feelings on the networks and what's going on with all these different, going back and forth with the cable companies, like the NBA with, with the TNT and all these incredible multi-billion-dollar deals. It's amazing.
It's the same as it's always been. You want to boil it down? The quality of your productions, the devotion you've shown to the product on behalf of the leagues, it doesn't count for a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
An extra nickel takes it away. An extra nickel takes it away.
Yep. Right.
I mean, the last time I defended ESPN, ESPN made the NCAA basketball tournament.
Right.
They really did. Years before CBS had it, they really...
jumping around.
They made a thing of it, but that's back when it was a serious sports network.
Right.
And then when CBS bought the whole thing, it became a very diminished view. Became more popular, more eyes were on it, of course, but it became diminished as it related to, a full embracer of the tournament.
Totally agree.
Until they finally woke up and started sharing it and moving around to games. But, it didn't matter to the NCAA that ESPN had taken nothing, essentially nothing, and made huge out of it.
Mm-hmm.
CBS came along with another nickel. They said, take a hike, ESPN.
Yeah.
And, that was a lesson to learn, and it's a lesson to be relearned and never forgotten.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't matter.
It's just crazy with the whole basketball contract. When it's funny that whole thing with the pregame show, with Barkley and all those guys, and how they took over the rights to the pregame show and all that stuff. I mean, it's just an unbelievable situation,
The junk, the chazarai, began to eclipse the product.
Right. Yes, exactly.
But I don't know anyone who's ever... I mean, maybe you guys do. I've never met a soul who says, oh, I got to get home, the pregame starting.
No, my pregame is for me is drinking, but...
Well, yeah. I was Phyllis George. I couldn't wait for Phyllis George to come on.
But the NFL pregame shows, they could be file footage.
It really is.
It's all No one would know the difference.
It's unbelievable. And here's another thing, Phil. Why do they have to have, and you, why do they have to have on all those shows 9 guys lined up on the panel?
Oh, right, right.
Do we really need 9 different opinions?
They all get a half a sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a lot of time
and
to
they all get to, they all get to flip open those laptops.
Yeah.
With the commercial logo. With the partial logo right. in every shot,
right.
which is really what those shows are predicated on, is about advertising and not content.
Right.
Of course, you can do both. You can have even increased value advertising by improving your content. But no one ever thought of that.
Yeah. We jump right into this because it's what we do with the announcing and hosting. What do you think, you know, and I know what, because I read you, but some of these announcing teams, especially the NFL, Tom Brady and his $375 million. I mean, you know, really? I don't know.
Exactly.
Was he ready for this? Does he make a difference, Phil?
Yeah.
Does he make a difference, really?
It's like he's taking a course, and a driver's ed course, and we're in the back seat.
Right.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make, I never thought it made any sense. You're paying all these guys all this crazy money. We're going to watch the game anyway, especially they're usually the best games. Like, you're going to watch the playoffs, you're going to watch these games anyway. I don't care who the announcers are, really,
right.
most of the time.
Right.
Just think, if we each, the three of us all sat down and threw 10 names in, and next to their salaries, how many millions, tens of millions of dollars we could be saving these networks,
right.
which, at the same time, are laying off guys who work in the mailroom.
Yeah, right.
To save money.
Right,
yeah.
I know. Incredible.
All right, we'll meet tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do it pro bono, you know.
Or a Tony Romo.
Or, you know, a couple of Bloody Marys, we're in. We'll shoot down a Manalapan, get you, and we're good to go.
Right, exactly.
We'll drink at my house. I'm
not a problem. Mr. Coffee, my co-host over here, he's down in Bayville. He could bring you right up to the studio.
Oh, I love Bayville. It's beautiful.
Ah.
But I'm one of the few. I kind of like Tony Romo. He makes me laugh now and then.
He grew on me, yeah.
You know, he's got a bad voice, so what? And, pairing him with Jim Nance doesn't help him.
Yeah.
Jim Nance used to be among my favorites, and now he's like the Parson Nance. He see no evil, speak no evil.
He's better in Augusta in the springtime. That's a Nance we can
see.
He's better off being poured on your pancakes.
All right, now this guy's going to yell at me because I happen to know him, but I was telling him you were coming on the show. I think you like him. Iron Eagle.
I like Iron.
All right. I got to tell him that.
Iron is a little bit too inclined towards stats without understanding where the stats come from. And we've discussed that before.
Okay.
But I still think he's a little too wedded to stats as opposed to, no, don't tell me the stats. You're calling the game. You see the game.
Right.
Don't tell me about the stats. I've written it probably 50 times in 40 years. Games make stats. Stats don't make games.
Right.
It's all circumstance. All of it. Every play is a circumstance. And it includes the weather, for crying out loud.
I know you. Who else is your favorite? What does announcers? Well, I just like talking about the announcers. It's kind of interesting.
Well, like Greg Olsen, he kind of got a bump from number one and number two for Fox.
Greg Olsen.
But
yeah.
I don't mean to sound harsh or cruel or didactic, but I wouldn't have hired him. He just doesn't shut up.
I agree.
Nobody told these guys. It's television. Right. It's a visual medium.
Right.
How about Joe Buck?
Like, how would you like to, what would happen to your radio show if you treated it like TV? All right. Oh, we want 5 seconds of silence. All
right. Right. There you go.
There's your radio show.
Right.
There's your radio show.
Right. Exactly.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Buck, he used to be tough for me to swallow. He's starting to come around for me. He stopped being like the lounge act host, trying to be clever and pithy. And I'm Joe, that's Jimmy, and we're here.
You know, it's funny. I have to admit, I got sick. I'll be honest. I got sick of him, I'm going to say it. But I don't know, for some reason, when they jumped over to this Monday night package, him and Aikman grew on me again. I think they're pretty good this year. I don't know.
I agree.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Yeah, I watch the Manning cast, but I mean,
oh, he does the Manning cast.
You know, I like Aikman. Aikman, you know, one of the greatest.
Imagine,
right?
They pay. I don't know what they got Buck and Aikman for, some ridiculous number.
Incredible money.
And then they have a competing telecast on their own network.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't think that made any sense. What? But
right. Trying to take away viewers. Take away viewers from Buck and Aikman, right?
It's because you got two ESPNs, six ESPNs.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have one that just shows the side judge. Whole game. It just shows the side judge.
But.
You know, dividing these telecasts among whatever comes to their minds. We'll have a panel discussion throughout one game, and we'll have, we're seeing it on all these, the larger football, bowl games.
Right.
I think ESPN had three Georgias on the other day.
Yeah. That's right.
And, you know, people aren't that attuned. I've gotten, especially from older guys like my, who are easily befuddled like myself, they send these. I'm trying to watch the game. It's in, the whole thing's split into three screens. I only have two eyes.
Right.
Well, you got on the wrong ESPN. So there's a certain counter productivity to it all. That at least run a crawl. As often as you do with the Bayern Munchen soccer match store, along the bottom saying, no, the full telecast is over to the left, you schmo.
That's perfect. That's perfect, you know. Yeah, we've got a bunch of things going on we wanted to talk to you about, too. But one thing I did want to mention, I saw in your column, too, sadly, the passing of Greg Gumbel. And you wrote a beautiful piece on Greg. I was a big fan of Greg, so class act all the way.
Is just a very decent human being. Never, you know, one of the odd things I judge about people is when we go out for a meal, dinner or lunch, and where they choose to sit. And Greg was one of those who wanted to sit with his back to the door.
Right.
Bob Albert was one who wanted to sit with his back to the door.
Really?
Howard Cosell wanted to sit in the middle of the room facing the door.
Of course.
You got it?
I totally get it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, I should have written, where are you guys when I need you? I should have written the back. He was a back-to-the-door guy.
That's a great line. That's a perfect line. Howard was right in the middle of the room, baby.
Well, Greg was a great guy, but I don't think he'll die again for me.
Nice. And actually, I wanted to bring up, thank you, you brought him up, too. My favorite all-time is Marv Albert. I'm sorry. That guy from the Ranger telecast back in the day, then the Knick games, then he wound up doing everything.
National, yeah.
Well, were we right? I would assume you were a big Marv fan, Phil.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Had to be. Yeah. I mean, what prevented, what would make anyone not be a Marv Albert fan?
Right.
Plus, look what he did for all. He only had one color analyst who he couldn't make better. And that was Rich Gannon. He just tried so hard with Rich Gannon, but Rich Gannon...
Really?
He always set Rich Gannon up, but Rich Gannon didn't respond. I think he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But look what he did. I mean, Sal Red Light Messina.
Right. Red Light.
This was a guy
Clyde.
Who played for the Long Island Ducks, and you made him a star. That's the Long Island Ducks.
Yeah.
And he made him a star.
Man. That's great. That's great. Okay, we're getting the high sign from our program director over here. Mr. Mushnick, we have to pick you up and come in another time. We're out of time right now.
I mean, you're out of money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The check's in the mail, Phil. You know?
All right.
But listen, we really want to thank you, but we do got to get the commercials and everything else.
Okay,
so.
Go ahead. But, the last check you said read insufficient funds.
But listen, you're one of the best guests we've ever had, man. You're the best.
I'll let you say that to all the loud.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay, Phil. Thank you. Phil Mustard. Okay, folks. Great. We'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl, is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. La 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 la! It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies, and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need tissues. The amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol. The amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19 included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, we are back. Oh, my God. The Totten and Coffee Show. Award our new title over here. And, you know, after that Mushnick interview, man, I could use some Java. I need a break. Phil was incredible. And, in fact, it's time. It's time for Coffee's Corner, starring you, Coffee, and Coffee Sports Collectibles, sponsored by...
Going down.
You. What do we got on the agenda today?
All right, Jim, I'm over here now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Today's Coffee's Corner is sponsored by Tissues. If you use tissues, you need tissues.
Right here. All right. Good stuff.
A tissue box holder with a trash can already attached. It's great if you're sick, you have allergies, you have limited mobility. Who wants to get up after you blow your nose all the time, every time you blow your nose, so you have a trash can next to you? Follow them on Facebook at Tissues. That's Tish-Used on Facebook. And also check their website out, tissues.com. And for this sponsorship here, if you want to be in the tissue spot, just contact us at Coffee Sports Club.
Perfect. Always looking for new guys to join the party.
Join the show.
And tissues, let me tell you, this time of year, everybody, we've got tissues going on all over.
Exactly.
Thank God you've got them here today.
Exactly.
Because, you know, winter is here in Jersey.
Absolutely. Flu season. And over here, Coffee Sports Collectibles will be set up in White Plains, New York, from Friday, January 17th until Sunday the 19th.
Oh, nice. At
the Westchester County Center in White Plains.
Oh, wow.
There's about 30 players that will be there signing, taking pictures. Come by our table. Check us out. Follow us on Facebook, X, Twitter, Instagram, all the same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles. For more information, go check out Coffee Sports Collectibles.
And nice. That's a big event, right?
Absolutely,
That's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
It's like award season here.
Right. Now
in Hollywood. It's award. Golden Globes, and then you got the Westchester signing event.
Right. Sports cards, collectibles, season now.
There you go. I love it.
So the 20% off sale is over, but for only our listeners, if they use the promo code coffee, they still get the 20% off our entire site.
Love it.
And don't forget about our signing coming up.
Oh.
With the New York Giant. Great rookie, Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Oh, great. Tyrone's had a good year.
Yeah, him and neighbors setting records.
Yeah.
For the Giants.
Yeah.
So the signing will be on Saturday, February 1st from 2 to 4 at the Ocean County Mall.
Great.
In Toms River, New Jersey.
Great.
It's going to be inside the Santo Sports Store in the Ocean County Mall, February 1st from 2 to 4. And the VIP package we have, they get priority access, meet and greet, a signed jersey with an inscription, and also the JSA certification.
Oh, wow.
All that for just $99.
Nice. That's a great deal.
Now, you don't have to purchase tickets in advance, but there is a lot of interest and a lot of sales already. Sales are moving.
Oh.
So if you want to buy in advance, just go to santosportsnewjersey.com. That's santosportsnewjersey.com.
Nice.
Or call 732-600-4396. You can also go to Coffee Sports Collectibles for more information.
Nice.
We're still doing our auctions every day from Monday to Friday at Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook. You try to win the product for cheap.
So, hey, you said that's at Ocean County Mall, right?
Yeah, Ocean County
Mall. Hey, why don't we pick up Mushnick in Manalapan, bring him down, and stick him in a corner somewhere. See how many autographs he gets.
Or you and him could do a little commentary while we're doing signing.
Yeah, we'll do a little sideshow.
You can go live. That'd be great.
I love it.
All right, for grinding my gears.
Yes, what do we got today, Mr. Coffee?
All these so-called fans. Yes, I'm calling the fans out.
Okay.
For rooting for the teams to lose.
Oh.
I know teams, coaches, players aren't going to be tanking, but the fans want them. I mean, I don't know how you get your beer, pizza, wings, or whatever you have for you eating, and then root for your team to lose for 3 hours. I'm like, like my team today. Dallas Cowboys, I want them to lose. I mean, I want them to win because I don't want to lose. You set a bad precedent by losing. And look at a team like the Giants. No offense to Giant fans, but you lose for your first pick all the time. And
I know
Giant fans have been rooting since like week 8 for them to lose every week for the first pick. And I want who you're getting. It's not like there's a great quarterback coming out as of now anyway.
Right.
And Giants had a lot of last whatever, 10, 15 years, a lot of top 10, top 5 picks.
Just they didn't do anything.
You're not supposed to keep picking in top 5, top 10.
Right.
That's, you know.
And they made lousy picks.
Right. So, yeah, that's what my gear says. All these fans room for their teams to lose, especially, you know, for the draft pick that you're going to screw up anyway.
like the old comic strip, Tank McNamara. Do a tank job.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, as a Giants fan, I'm more of a football fan these days, but Giants were my team. It was funny watching that. It was a Colts game last week, right?
Yeah.
The Colts, yeah. I'm losing my mind with all this holiday stuff.
I know.
But, right. It's like, you know, you start out like, okay, they're going to lose this anyway. Good.
Right,
okay,
right.
You know. But then they played so good. And it's like, you know, how can you root against them? How could you sit there if you're a fan and root against the team?
I don't understand it either.
I mean, they played really good, you know. And you can't be dependent on doing that to get the draft pick. And like you said, there's still so many benefactors. You know, who's going to be the GM? Who's going to be? Is it Shane? Is it Dable? Is it like who is, you know?
Right. And they stay. Now you trust them to make another top 10 pick? Right. Like how, you know, they.
And it's interesting. And you brought up, and you and our program director in there, you two Mr. Cowboys over here, right? We have two different types of owners. The Giants have, you know, the Maras and Tisch that are more, I don't know, family kind of people, as opposed to Jerry Jones. It's like, okay, I do everything.
Yes, you know, my team, I'm taking
you. And that drives you crazy, right?
I hate that.
I know, you've been ripping him.
Well, he should be ripped.
You know.
Well, they haven't gotten
past that next level, you know.
Ever since Jimmy Johnson left, and he left because Jerry thought Jimmy was getting all the credit. Obviously, Jimmy should have got all the credit because it's all Jimmy.
Right.
That's what he needs to bring back. Let Jimmy run the team, and you just get to go away. Go on your yacht and hang out.
But is McCarthy gone? Gotta be, right?
His contract expires, so I don't think they'll resign him.
He'll be gone.
But you never know with Jerry.
Yeah.
Whatever the right move is, he'll do the opposite.
Yeah, you know. But that's a great gripe, though. I like that. That whole tanking thing is just... And it's become just a word now, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Coffee's Corner over there. Pour me another one, baby.
Irish coffee.
Okay, listen, we only have a couple of minutes here. So let's go over some of these games today. Final week of the regular season, Mr. Coffee.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're the one that loves the 1 o'clock games.
Well, I like it when they're good, not when they put
obviously, they set it up for the ratings, as Phil Mushnick said, that the 4 o'clock games would get higher ratings.
Right.
But, let's go real quick, though. Let's start right off the local one. Giants-Eagles. The whole situation with Saquon. Now, they announced already they're not going to play him, right?
Right, not playing him, not playing Hurts. They're playing pretty much all the starters are probably going to be sitting.
So what do you think about that with him going for the record at all?
I feel bad for him. I thought he should be able to get a chance to get it, but, I mean, I get it. The right decision was made because bigger things are you know, they still got to play games next week. They'll probably play the Packers.
You're
right
talking
now.
About going to the big game, right? You know?
Right, that's more important than his record.
Right.
But why not give the kid, let him have the record? But
right. Do you think they conferred with him? No, in Sirianni.
Well, from what I read, they talked to him.
Okay.
And I think on Sunday after the game, Barkley was like, I don't care.
Right.
Monday, he did talk to Sirianni and said, I'd like to go for the record. And Sirianni said, no, we're not going to chance it. And he's a good team player. He was okay with it. But I think deep down he wants the record, but he understands the bigger picture.
Right. You know. I'm going to give a thumbs up or no to our program director behind the glass over there. You think he should play or not play? He should play? Go for the record? Okay.
And how much sweet would it be for him to break it against the Giants?
I'm torn. I don't. Yeah. And plus, it's the Giants, too, which would be like in your face.
Right.
So that's 1 o'clock game. Falcons, games that count. A 1 o'clock game. Falcons,
play
the Panthers.
Yeah.
They have a chance, right? Because if they win and Tampa Bay loses, they win the division.
Right,
NFC South.
Exactly. That's the only way they can get in,
Right. Okay, so that's one important game. What else we got? The Texans are in already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Commanders are in, but they're locked into sixth seed.
I believe they're locked into sixth seed.
Yeah, they're locked into sixth seed, right? Okay. Buccaneers are playing New Orleans. And we do have to mention that, too. I guess they're going to do a little, do some tributes and things like down in New Orleans for those.
Yeah, for the people, yeah.
You know, because there was some stories about nothing was done, after I get the Rose Bowl and the other games.
I think actually Sugar Bowl, I was in New Orleans.
I don't know exactly what the story was, but that was, not right. The Dolphins playing the Jets at 4 o'clock. Is that going to matter? Maybe.
For the Dolphins, it may matter.
Right. Chiefs, Broncos.
But they're at the same time, so the Dolphins got to play, obviously. And that could be Aaron Rodgers' last game ever, or at least in New York.
There's some interest in that game, right? The Broncos are playing the Chiefs, who are not playing their guys, right?
Yeah, Chiefs
Kansas
are
City.
Yeah.
Right. And Denver wins. I think Denver wins, they get in, right?
Yeah, Denver wins, and they're in.
And they're in. Okay, so that's a great game, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and we got 1 minute, and obviously it leads up to Lions-Vikings tonight.
Yeah, that's the probably game of the week right there. That should be a cool game.
That should be a great game, you know.
Hopefully we make it.
I was going to say, as Phil Mushnick said, hopefully we say. I will definitely stay awake for that game, you know.
At least a half, I'll make.
But it leads up to, a great Sunday, and then this week coming up, we've got the college football players on Thursday and Friday.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, and then the week. Oh, that's why, because they're doing the wild card games on the weekend of the NFL.
Right, yeah.
That's why. So it's Thursday, Friday. So here we go. We've got another 4-day week of football coming up, right?
And they'll have it on the radio.
Yes. And also, what do we got today, you, on here on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey?
The New York Rangers versus the Blackhawks. Game starts at 3. They'll be on air at 2:30 for a pregame.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Great. Right here, guys. Stay with the station, and you'll get to hear the Rangers start to play better.
Hopefully you turn around today, Jim. But well, I'm not holding out.
We'll find out.
I won't hold my breath.
And they're playing the Blackhawks, which is like the worst team in the league anyway, except the Rangers.
Right. We can't call anyone the worst team.
But anyway, lots of sports coming up. Winter time. We want to thank Phil Mushnick again. He was incredible.
Yeah, great guest.
Great guest, you know. And I think we're good, pal. We can't wait to go watch our football. Jack Myatt, thank you, behind the glass, as they say, for helping produce the show
thank
tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, and everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, playoff time.